particularly beautiful set of psukim in our Sedra that involves a word that's very hard to define. Rashi says about it, Lo matzasi lo aid b'mikra. I cannot find another word that's exactly like it. And therefore we're subject to a substantial amount of machlokas. What exactly does this word mean? But it's used in both directions to describe something that we did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the same time, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Who wants to read the first set of psukim? Aaron, go ahead. Loud, we're in a large base medrash. Go ahead. Kasher Diber Loch. Hayom Hazeh, this very day, God renews the commandment to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the chukim, the shpatim, with intensity, b'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha. Es Hashem he'marta hayom. This language of amira, usually related to speech. Lios l'cha le'elokim, that he should be exclusively your God, to follow in his ways, aleches bidrachav, to adhere to his mitzvos, the chukim, the mitzvos, the mishpatim, and broadly speaking, lishmoa bekolo, to hear what it is that he has to say. And in response, and reciprocally with the same word, v'Hashem he'emircha hayom. If indeed es Hashem he'emarta hayom, the response is, v'Hashem he'emircha hayom, lios lo lam segula, to be his treasured nation, kasher diber loch, when did Hashem first say that? V'atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, v'item li segula mikol ha'amim kili kol ha'aretz. Of course, at Maimed Har Sinai, kasher diber loch, v'lishmor kol mitzvosav, u'lisiticha elyon, so that you should be elevated and exalted, al kol hagoyim asher asah, l'sihila, for praise, l'shem, for prestige, for recognition, u'lisifares, and for splendor, v'liyoscham kadosh l'Hashem Elokecha kasher diber. Clearly, the critical word, in terms of understanding this particular set of psukim, and what beautiful psukim they are, resides in properly defining one word, which is used in two different forms of conjugation, es Hashem he'emarta hayom, and in response, v'Hashem he'emircha hayom. Mr. Barinholtz, take a look at the Gemara Brachos, Tavav, and Aleph from our very Masechta. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, Hani Tfilin de Mori Alma. Amarlei. The Tfilin of the Ribono Shel Olam says that the Jewish people are singular, that they're different than all the other nations of the world. Go ahead. The Gemara questions, is it really to God's glory? Is it a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, that the Jewish people should be praised? Because after all, it says on Hashem's tefillin that the Jewish people are Goyachad Ba'aretz. Right? Is it really a praise to Hashem that we should praise Klal Yisrael? Go ahead. In. Yes. Dichsiv, as we know from our Sedra. Go ahead. What does that mean? So the Gemara is trying to prove that a Kaddish Baruch Hu can be praised through the Shevach of Yisrael. Amar lem a Kaddish Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what God was saying in these psukim. Go ahead.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Yisrael, L'atem, Asituni, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam.
You made me unified in this world. That's what it means. Es Hashem he'emarta yom. You recognize God's singularity, Yichud Hashem, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, and therefore I have to recognize your singularity, v'Hashem he'emircha yom, af ani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam. Rashi says, commenting on the Gemara, he'emarta lashon chashivus v'shevach, that God was glorified by Yisrael, identifying him uniquely amongst, of course, all the false gods, the Elohim Acherim, and the Jewish people are given chashivos v'shevach. Now, Rashi HaTorah uses a slightly different language, li nira shehu lashon hafrasha v'havdala, that we separated God from all the other false gods, and that Hashem separated us from all the other nations. This was a pact sanctified in the blood of Jewish martyrdom throughout the generations. The Gemara in Masech the Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, which is the locus classicus within Shas for a description of Churban Bayis Sheni, describes the story of what the Gemara calls Isha Visheva Baneha, a woman and her seven children, Visheva Baneha, which is a fulfillment of the pasuk of Yalecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. Anybody familiar with the story of the woman and her seven children? Known to all of you, Elia?
Like with the ring?
Good. What's the story? She has seven children. Yeah. The Caesar tries to get each of them to commit an act of Avodah Zarah, and consistent with the halacha of Yehoreg V'al Yavor, Avodah Zarah is one of the Gimel Chamuros, they lay down their lives. And then they get to the last and the youngest of the children.
The youngest son, and the king asks him to do, the king drops his ring and asks him to pick it up.
King first wants him to do Avodah Zarah, and this little child says, not going to do it. And then he drops his ring.
He drops his ring in front of Avodah Zarah and asks him to bend down and pick it up for him.
And he says a little bit of Rachmanis, right? What's he saying? He's saying, I don't really want to kill you, but, you know, you have to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. And what does the child say? What does the child say? Chaval Alecha Kesar. Chaval Alecha Kesar. Woe is to you, Caesar. How foolish you think I am, and how foolish you truly are. That you think that I'm going to give the impression that I'm bowing down to you. Let's take a look inside in the Gemara. Amar Lahu said to them, the youngest, Kosuv Batoras Hashem He'emarta V'Hashem He'emircha Yom. Our psukim, sanctified by the blood of Jewish martyrs. We have taken a shvua, as Hashem ha'amarta hayom, we have taken a shvua, the lashon shvua, that we will not supplant him, we will not replace him with any false god. Af hu nishbalanu. And God took an oath to the Jewish people, v'Hashem ha'amircha hayom, she'ein mavir osanu b'uma acheres, that he will not replace us with any other nation, despite whatever the Christians said about the Jewish people being thrown out and the church being Veritas Israel. And that's when Kesar tries to get him to kiss the ring, and he says, Chaval Alecha Kesar, and he kills the youngest child. And just before the youngest child dies, the mother kisses the child and says, you go up to Avraham Avinu, and you say to him, you did one sacrifice. You were prepared to sacrifice one child. As bincha, as yechidcha, as rahat, as yitzchak. Ve'ani yakariti shiva. And I did sevenfold. Sevenfold of akedas yitzchak. And the mother dies. The mother dies. That's what the Gemara in Gittin says. These psukim have been sanctified in the blood of Jewish martyrs. Es Hashem he'emarta hayom. The Gemara in Gittin learns milashon shvua, not just like Rashi, ala Torah lashon hafrasha, not just like Rashi, in the Gemara in Brachos lashon shevach v'chashivus, The Gemara in Gittin says it's a lashon of shavua, of an oath that we took to God. Einanu mavirin oso be'el acher, v'hu einu mavir osanu be'uma acheres. The Sfarno on our set of psukim takes perhaps a different approach. Let's take a look at the language of the Sfarno. Who wants to read? Sariel, go ahead. Es Hashem hemarta yom kivi, you'll be next. Asher ba avdan kol tuv gishmi, where you abandoned essentially, or you agreed to forego, to give up any material benefit in this world. Okay. El Yisalibazeh, she Yoser Nichbar Etzlecha Kiyum Ritzono Mikol Tuv Gishmi, that fulfilling his will and fulfilling his Ratzon is more valuable, is more precious to you than any material pleasure in the entire world. So the Sfarno says, as Hashem Ha'emarta Hayom, that by accepting the covenant of God, you have sanctified God by demonstrating that His will is more important to you than any material pleasure in this world. V'Hashem hemircha yom, and in response, just Sariel one line later, b'ma shehu nichnas b'bris imcha nasan lecha ma'ala bazeh, that God has elevated you uniquely by choosing you amongst all of the nations to be His partner in this covenant. So you elevate God, so to speak, by demonstrating your commitment to Him and saying that this is more important, lasos ritzono mikol tuv shebaolam, from any material goodness in this world. And God, in response, right, has elevated you to give you the mahala of being the singular nation that has the right to call itself partners in a covenant with Hashem. So that's the Sfarno's interpretation. Es Hashem hemarta hayom, v'Hashem hemircha hayom. And it's important, Bitzal, because again, it reflects this idea that our commitment to Hashem is the most important thing in the world to us. And it reflects, again, very, very important idea, that our commitment to Hashem transcends any material benefit that we might hope to get from this world. But now we go to the classic interpretation of the Ramban. Kivi, why don't you do the honors? V'tam es Hashem he'amarta hayom. Let's read it very carefully. This line you must know. Kevan shekibaltem aleichem es haTorah. How did you, what does it mean, es Hashem hemarta yom? When you accepted the Torah, the next three words are so vital, my friend Kibi. Go ahead. Beferusheha, dikdukeha, uvechidusheha. When you accept the Torah, not just in general, but you accept the Torah as it was interpreted in Torah Shebaal Peh, beferusheha, uve dik dukeha, and in all of its details and pratim, uve chidusheha, and in all the dinim that have yet to been discovered, that are my responsibility and your responsibility, as you carry the baton forward for my generation. And that becomes part of Torah Shebaal Peh, and that becomes part of what binds us and obligates us. When you accept the Torah as it is today, and as it will be in the future, all of the dinim that have yet to be discovered. The Gemara in Menachos comes to mind, Rabbi Akiva giving shiurim, doresh, tile, tilim, shel halachos, on all of the kisrei haosios. Says the Ramban, when you accepted the Torah, not in the general sense, but in a very micro sense, Emmanuel. Again, b'feirusheha, b'diktukeha, b'chidusheha. When you accept the Torah in that way, go ahead, Kibi. Exactly. Shehu levadu lachem lokim lo sodu be'akel acher klal. This demonstrates, when you accepted the Torah in this fashion, that you have elevated God. The Ramban says that es Hashem hemarta yom is lashon chashivus and lashon romulus u gedula, that you have elevated God by accepting the Torah in this comprehensive way. And again, it's not just the Torah in terms of the study of Torah and the practice, but even beyond that, laleches bidrachav, shetasu atov v'ayashar, that has special meaning for the Ramban. You go beyond the simple letter of the law, lefnim mishuras hadim, dina debar mitzra, the Ramban's essay, v'asis ha'yashar atov, v'tigmu chesed isha esreyehu, lishmar chukav mitzvosav mishpatav. So you have elevated God by accepting the Torah in this very robust manner. Kivi, bring us home. So how has God elevated us, right? Again, if that shoresh means to elevate, Benny, right? If we've elevated God by accepting his Torah in this robust a fashion, Bezalel, how is it that God elevates us? Let's pay very careful attention. Let's ask Akashi on the Ramban, and let's try to solve it. Okay, Kivi? How does God elevate us? You might say, right? We elevated God by accepting his Torah, and God elevated us by giving us, I don't know, a Cadillac. Each Jew gets a Cadillac. Now we're elevated. But that's not, apparently, the way that God elevated us. V'Hashem ha'mircha hayom li'os lo la'am segula. Okay, go ahead. Oh, it goes back to Har Sinai, as we said. Kasher diber lach. Okay. Gentlemen, Kivi, you just read it so beautifully. How did Hashem elevate us? We elevated Hashem by accepting the Torah. Bifeirusheha, bidikdukeha, bichidusheha. I understand how that elevates God. If this is Hashem's will, if we have fully accepted Hashem's will, surely that elevates God. But how did God elevate us? Jared.
By making us so much more separate than every other nation and giving us the Torah.
Good, sharpen it. Just sharpen it a little bit. Hashem, Yitzchak. Oh, so now we have a problem. I understand how we elevate Hashem by accepting his Torah, but then shouldn't Hashem have to elevate us in some other way? Say, okay, we're going to make a business deal. I'm going to give you my house and you're going to give me the money, right? There's got to be some exchange of two different things. So it's a little strange what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying, we elevated Hashem by accepting the Torah, and Hashem elevates us by what? By us accepting the Torah? I thought that's the way that we elevated him. How did that elevate us? Elia?
Spirituality doesn't work the same as physical things. You don't.
Good. Good.
Fire doesn't lose what it gives. This is a fire that's getting going.
So let's be mefarish what Elia said. Elia, beautiful. Okay? What Elia is really suggesting is that the greatest elevation, and this is why I showed you this Sfarno as well, because you see it, Meitzitz min acharokim, coming out of the lattices of the Sfarno. Okay? The greatest elevation that we can possibly have, okay, is to be the ones that were chosen for Kabbalah Satora. Hayom hazeh ki yom Sinai. What could have been a more elevating day than when God first spoke to an entire nation? And this day, when you re-accept and you recommit to the Torah, b'feirusheha, b'dikdukeha, b'chidusheha, in all of its details, not just in general, but in every last detail, the fact that you, me, all of us, exclusively have the opportunity to do that, that is the singular elevation. That is an elevation that surpasses any other elevation that we could possibly have in this world. Elia, as you said, to be given a spiritual opportunity to have this intimate relationship with Hashem. ulesitecha elyon al kol hagoyim asher asa litila uleshem uletifares. And as the Ramban quotes here, magid divarav li Yaakov chukav umishpatav li Yisrael lo asa chen lechol goy umishpatim bal yidaum. He did not do this for any other nation. And so, as opposed, Elia, you said it very well, to a physical transaction where you have to have different goods going in directions. I barter you my pot for your ladle, whatever it is. I've got two pots, you've got two ladles. Now we can both have soup. It doesn't work that way here. We elevated Hashem by accepting the Torah, not just in generality, but in specifics. Hashem elevates us by having given us the opportunity to commune with Him, to be close to Him through His Torah. Es Hashem he'emarta hayom, v'Hashem he'emircha hayom. Again, the difficulty in the Ramban, what exactly did the Jews get out of it? How were we elevated? The answer is, Asher b'chorbanu mikol ha'amim, v'nasan lanu es tereso. That we recognize that God has given us the greatest gift to which any human being could ever aspire and should ever aspire to. And like the Sfarno said, and here's why I dovetailed the Ramban with the Sfarno, right? Any physical pleasure that we might have in this world, how long does it last for? Any physical pleasure, how long does it last for?
An hour?
Maybe. Do you need a hamburger over the course of an hour? It's instantaneous. And then it's gone. That's why people who are very involved in physical pleasures, they develop addictions. Because it's never enough. But when it comes to spirituality, the course of a lifetime and beyond, Shebehem Nenachel Chayu Olam Haba. And it's hard for us to think about that, as the Rambam explains in his own way, because to a certain extent our minds are confused by our bodies. Our bodies tell us that what we really want, right, you know, is the physical. But when you really think about it, and you allow your mind for just a moment to control your body, you understand that the physical is nowhere near as significant, can't even compare, it's qualitatively different, than a spiritual opportunity, which again is forever. As the Mishnah says, in Malavin lo la'adam, a person is not escorted in this world with anything other than the Torah that the person learned, masim tovim, that a person did. That's it. That's what we have. That's the greatest opportunity of all. And so if somebody gave you a chance to, again, enjoy a hamburger at a restaurant, that's very nice. But if somebody gave you a chance to have an investment that would last a lifetime and beyond, and to enjoy a relationship that will last in this world and transcend into the next world, then that indeed is a far more significant form of Romimus and Gedula. Rabotai. Motzai Shabbos, we'll begin the process of coming close to Hashem anew. Karov Adonai l'chol karav l'chol asher yikra'u v'emes. It will be our opportunity to consider our relationship with Hashem and to borrow from the language here of the Ramban, es Hashem he'marta hayom. We will not only think about specific individual mitzvos, but we'll think more broadly about our Kabbalah Satorah. Biferu Sheha, as it was understood in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Bidik Dukeha, not just a kind of a general commitment to Torah, but to every specific micro aspect of it, every jot and tittle, to dot every I and to cross every T. Zihiros in Torah, and most especially, Bichidu Sheha, with a sense of a responsibility to renew our commitment to Torah in general, and also to Chidushei Torah, as the Gemara says, Ein Beis Medrash B'li Chiddush. And so as we stand at our precipice of our year of shared learning together, let's remember that an intrinsic part of our Kabbalah Satorah is not just our adherence to those Chidushim which are discovered in every generation, but more importantly, our commitment to produce those chidushim. Again, yefshar lebeis medrash blo chiddush, to develop ourselves in learning, our skills in learning, our commitment to learning, so that we too can be amongst the Chachmei HaMasora, those who have been part of this grand tradition of internalizing the Torah and discovering the meanings of the Torah that perhaps Yesh Makom Lehiskader, that were not discovered in previous generations. And hopefully this will be our shared enterprise over this year. We should all have a successful Elul season. We should all have a rededication to Torah writ large. And I wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos.